As a first-time mom, I have to admit, I really didn't know what to expect. But the people at Passport did. Besides covering me and my baby for maternity care and checkups, they offered me extra rewards for things I really needed, like gift cards so I could buy a crib or car seat, and gift cards for groceries and gas. All I had to do to earn these rewards was join their Mommy Steps program for new moms and keep my doctor's appointments, things I was going to do anyway. When they say, we take the time to care, they really mean it. That's why I choose Passport.
Why will you choose Passport? Call 1-800-578-0603. That's 1-800-578-0603. And choose Passport. 1-800-578-0603. Passport Health Plan. We take the time to care.
Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Robbing and shooting and raping and killing, bloody murder, molesting, running airplanes into buildings. Every time I turn around, something else is going wrong. Yeah, tell me, what the hell is going on?
Welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am podcast network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So here's Rick.
And here we are back with another episode of the Rusty Satellite Show. This is your host, Rick Redding, and letting you know that this is the show, you found it, where you find the most interesting people in the Ville. Once again, this week, I'm really excited about some of the guests that I've been having lately, and this week is no exception. Later on in the show, we're going to have Winston Bennett, and anybody who's not familiar with that name, doesn't follow basketball or just moved to town, because Winston was the Mr. Basketball in Kentucky from Mayo High School back in 1983, I believe it was. And we shared a common thing. I met him at a networking event and shared the story that during his playing career, I was living in Lexington. I was editor of the UK game programs and did a lot of stuff on Winston, but not that close to the players. But anyway, we reminisced about that, got back in touch. Winston's done a lot of things, and in the last year, he's moved back to Louisville and is out of basketball. He's is in the insurance business and seems to doing very well. He is a very well-spoken young man, and very happy to have him on the show. Got a lot of stuff to go over with you today on the show, because there's a lot going on in my life and I suppose the lives of people around Louisville, but I've got a lot to talk about this week. My first guest, I want to tell you, is Tom Mabe. And Tom Mabe, if you don't know who he is, he's a lot of fun. He's made a national reputation as a prankster. He does these YouTube videos that go viral and get an amount of hits and downloads that is just unimaginable to me, and actually makes some good money on that. I went over to his office in J-Town, and it was really cool setup he's got over there, all set up for doing podcasts and YouTube videos and all that. And Tom is he's just a lot of fun to hang around with. We met Monday night. It was kind of late, so had a couple of beers during the interview, and just had a lot of fun. So I want to get the show started. I'm going to let you listen in on my conversation with Tom Mabe. All right, and it's an unusual situation here. I'm having beers with Tom Mabe, the YouTube sensation, right, Tom?
You know, I'm the YouTube. Yeah, I remember when in 2006 YouTube came out about, and I was already, you know, knee deep in TV and everything. And the guy goes, "You need to get this YouTube." Okay, screw YouTube. Come on, I want to be on TV. I have friends who are making six figures a month on YouTube.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I said, heard you were making six figures a month.
No. Right at it. No.
But, well, I am curious. And you know, for our listeners who don't know who you are, you know, you're a stand-up comedian. You do all these great pranks and stuff and put them on video, and they go on YouTube, and you must be the most viral YouTube guy there is.
Not the most viral one, but I'm successful at it. There's kids who will put up a, you know, I'll do a prank, and like we were talking earlier about my drunk DUI prank, you know, the coma bit. Mm-hmm. You know, I got 24 million views on that. That's a really good payday for, you know, if I do other things, I get 100,000 views. But these kids will go and pee on a cop or something, and they get 60 million views. And the YouTube audience is just so, you know, I'm 47. And
it seems like a low bar. To get, you know, people that don't need anything intelligent to watch. They want to see something like.
Oh, if I do a crossfade on a YouTube video, what the hell, mate? This is stupid. I remember when I was uploading some older stuff for my TV show that wasn't in HD, and they were like, "This is bull. Take this crap down and stuff." People rather, and the less you put in a YouTube video, the more you get out of it. That's interesting. If you put title screen, never do a transition on YouTube. If you got the video flipping or something, Nah. And these are kids who are 13, 14-year-old kids who have ADD. And, you know, when I was a kid, it wasn't called ADD. It was called Tommy Needs a Spanking. And these kids, some of these kids, they don't deserve to have freedom of speech online. Oh, my gosh. You put up, you know, I put my daughter on one of my videos. Your daughter's ugly, man. Dad, I mean, and the rudest things. You would not believe how rude. A lot of confidence behind. You know, that's the biggest thing with YouTube. I tell my kids, don't read the comments. Late at night, I'll go through them if there's anything really bad. And they're usually bad stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been blogging a long time. I quit reading the comments a long time ago. You know, or just enough to go, I know I got to delete that one. But anyway, let's get back to, you know, your thing. You got your... I guess rise to fame was through the telemarketing thing.
Revenge on the telemarketers was a great. Looking back, if I had done just a couple things different, made a couple different moves, boy, I would have been retired by now.
Could have been a contender.
I could have been a contender. Yes, I could have. No, but it was a. You know, I've been self-employed all this time, mm-hmm. And sometimes I'm like, hey, man, things are good. I'm going to buy a Porsche. And then next time I'm like, crap, I got to sell my Porsche. You know, you there's always, you know, it's self-employment. It's like being a sales rep. You never know.
So I understand you're from Bullitt County.
Bullitt County. Maryville, Hebron, the North Bullitt.
Okay. And now right here with me in J-Town.
Yeah, I'm right outside of J-Town.
And what great office you have here. Tell me what, you know, other than, you know, you're not doing albums or anything anymore. Tell me what you're doing to make people laugh now.
Well, I call them streams. My revenue streams are XM radio. Mm-hmm. I don't do anything on XM, but I always make more money from that than all the work I put in other things. It's a revenue stream. I do stand-up. I'm a corporate comedian. I'll do all this stuff where I'm a clean comic, so like I stay out of the bedroom, I stay out of the bathroom, and I don't curse. And I tell clients, you know, I'm the comic who won't embarrass you or get you fired. And that's really my main income stream is iTunes. I got to tell you, man, I remember a long time ago in recent years, we had a semi-tractor-trailer truck in our driveway full of CDs and padded envelopes. I still got enough padded envelopes to get me through two lifetimes. And it's funny. Now, right when I did the last record before, two records ago, iTunes hit. And I don't mind telling you this, but I remember when I had a record deal, every record deal pays six figures. This is very interesting, and this is not like it is now. I had a record deal, and the last label said, here's what we got for Tom Mabe. And I go, okay, what is it? And we've already discussed it. What, I mean, you're going to refer... He said, $27,000. I said, I've been working over a year on a CD. No, I my wife will divorce me if I take it. Hey, a signing bonus. But and I talked to my wife. I said, you know, I know what they're doing. I know how to do it. I know the record labels. I know the radio. I know how to do it. And we released. We rolled the dice, and we did the CD on our own. And literally making like $30,000 a day when this was going on.
Wow.
Yeah, but people were buying CDs. We did all of our fulfillment, our whole shipping, everything. It was just... We couldn't count the money quick enough. But now, the last CD I did, I'm not ashamed to tell you, I made probably on that last CD, probably $10,000 total.
Wow. And how long ago was that?
My last CD's been out a year and a half, maybe.
Yeah.
But so now it's just a promotional
tool. People don't buy it.
It's just a promotional tool for for live gigs.
Yeah.
YouTube is a promotional tool for live gigs.
And that's what you were saying earlier, that this clean comedy, mm-hmm. you know, is such a, you know, you found a niche because it's very popular.
If I'm shooting pool, drinking beer with the guys, you know, I'm going to be a guy, you know, but if you want to make money in this business, you know, you can always work clean. And I got a gig through Walmart. I mean, Walmart, last summer was a great Walmart Brad Paisley summer, and we're back. I'm shooting tomorrow for them, yeah. And from the clean comedy, I got a video gig through DreamWorks. So I got three videos in queue that I have to get to work in for DreamWorks, and it's off from my YouTube channel. I'm not making six figures a month, but the ancillary income, I don't make a lot from any given pop piece, but you add them all up, and I eke out a living.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Clean comedy. Let's just talk about that a minute.
Okay.
You know, what topics? You know, it seems like comedy is always, you know, what you hear is it's stuff about the bedroom. It's
yeah. Those are
cursing.
Quick and easy laughs. I try to craft a joke. I got this, and I'm proud of some of my jokes. It's just like, I've been trying to work out lately. My wife says, you got to confuse your muscles. You got to confuse your muscles when you work out. So I tried it. The other day, I'm going to the gym, and right when I get to the parking lot, I went, psych! I went to Cracker Barrel, confused the heck out of them. Yeah. I got audited by the IRS. These are the kind of jokes I try to write. I got audited by the IRS, and guys like, Tom, you claim you spent $53,000 in hotel rooms last year, but you don't have the receipts. Like, I got the towels. You know, and it's still funny, it's clever, and it's not like, you know, the economy's so bad we can't afford a white president. You know, I mean, you can't do those type jokes without getting banned from, you know, anyone can write. I saw a comic the other night open for me. I never seen him. He opened for me, and they said he was clean. He walked several people in the audience before I even got up there, and they demanded their tickets back, ticket price back.
Wow.
People come to see me because I'm clean.
Yeah. Well, it seems like a great niche for you. Now, you do these you still do these. I just saw one you just did a few weeks ago about fooling people into thinking.
The invisible airplane?
The invisible airplane,
I just put that up Tuesday. I love that. That was a fun prank. Just like a zing. I went over to Hobby World over here and say, hey, can I borrow a remote? And you remember where Kenny's point?
So your budget is such that you don't even buy it, you borrow it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I got a props room over here. You would not believe that we spend way too much money here.
So how do you think that up? I mean, do you
try to think of something? I did the same thing with a baseball glove. It's called Heads Up. I'm just walking around. Whoop, heads up, heads up. And people are doing this. I just got a baseball glove. I go over to Seneca Park. Seneca Park, Lord forbid they ever ban me from that place because I shoot there weekly. I love Seneca Park. I was thinking about because I knew it was simple. And just anything you could fool people in, because every time I do
it. It seems like it's all about fooling people into thinking something's there that's not, right?
Exactly. Anytime you go, and they can walk away laughing, it's all good, you know. Because some of the pranks, like the DUI prank where I convinced a guy he's been in a coma for 10 years, I spent thousands of dollars to make that happen.
Yeah.
A lot of money. And then you take the, you know, like I said, we went out for a couple hours. I just borrowed a remote control. You got a remote? I don't need it. I'll just take it back. I'm done with it. And it's so simple, and it gets people love the simplicity. Like I said, on YouTube, the less you put in a video, the more you get out of it. Now, that is 16. I put that up Tuesday, and that's sitting at 60,000 views. So, like I said, nowadays, I need to get 100,000 views on every video I put up for it to make sense.
So tell me how the – you know, if this is a trade secret, don't tell me. But how does the money work? Because you get a certain number of views on YouTube, you get money.
Well, they pay. It's called a CPM. And what a CPM is, how much you get paid per 1,000 views. Okay. Some CPMs in August, a CPM, you get like, I'll say $1 per 1,000 views. A good month is 5,000 per million views. Yeah, you get do a 20 million view, you know, it adds up. It's playing the lottery. If you can figure out what's wrong, it's betting on the ponies, man. If you can figure out what's going on, you know, I tell my guys here at the office that work for me, I said, are we stupid? Let's just get a hot blonde, you know, tight in a bikini shot, put it as a thumbnail. And because I see some of these here, and I just don't want to go there. Again, it's too easy. But anytime you put a girl with a smoking body and, you know, she's 25 years old, 22, or whatever, you're going to get millions of views. And that pays But I'll shoot myself in the foot because I won't get Walmart, DreamWorks, and stuff like that. So
I wonder if that would work for the Rusty Satellite Show.
You should get a hot girl. Just any girl, but just tell her about all your listeners. She's extremely hot.
That'll challenge my powers of description to say I've got a hot girl here, right?
Yeah.
That'll work.
You joined that box of Twinkies, baby?
This is how creative things happen, you know, or we're sitting around drinking beer and talking about how could we fool people into thinking something that's not. So anyway, Tom, we're about out of time here, but gosh, it's great to finally get to talk to you, and I guess let's talk about tell people how they can find you, how they can find your stuff.
2308 Bunsen Park. No, I'm teasing. Tom.
I didn't mean find your stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Come in and steal it. You know.
So I just had a fire guy. I was pawning my stuff.
Here's the combination.
Yeah, here's the combination. Look what I'm looking at. Look at my phone right now. So this place is Fort Knox. There's these kids will knock on the door. I was back here one day, left the door. Like, just walk back here. You Tom? TomMabe.com. And go to check out my YouTube channels, Mabe in America. Mabe in America.
Mabe in America. All right, Tom. Well, thanks again. We're out of time here on the Rusty Satellite
Show. Man, thanks for having me, Rusty.
Well, it's going to be fun. I will end it right here.
Outstanding.
There's a close.
Thanks, brother. I really appreciate you doing this.
As a first-time mom, I have to admit, I really didn't know what to expect. But the people at Passport did. Besides covering me and my baby for maternity care and checkups, they offered me extra rewards for things I really needed, like gift cards so I could buy a crib or car seat, and gift cards for groceries and gas. All I had to do to earn these rewards was join their Mommy Steps program for new moms and keep my doctor's appointments, things I was gonna do anyway. When they say, we take the time to care, they really mean it. That's why I choose Passport.
Why will you choose Passport? Call 1-800-578-0603. That's 1-800-578-0603. And choose Passport. 1-800-578-0603. Passport Health Plan. We take the time to care.
And a big thank you to Tom Mabe. I really enjoyed hanging out with him. As I was leaving, a young lady named Kimmett Cantwell came in the door, and she does a lot of work with Tom, and she's a great performer around town. If you've ever heard of, gone to a place where Kimmett and Doug have been playing, they've been around for a long time. Got to meet her, and really learned a lot about the world of Tom Mabe over there. So anyway, thank you for sticking with the show and downloading it, listening up. We have, just want to tell you, we have a great sponsor on this show, Louie Louie's Authentic Detroit Style Pizza. It's it's in a building out here in J-Town. The food is great, and I can't tell you enough about the nice folks that work there that serve you. I have had a couple of events there, and they've all gone really great, and I'm planning something for some of my high school friends are having a benefit for young woman who needs some help because she has a terrible disease of cancer. We're trying to plan our event out at Louie Louie's and raise some money for her. So anyway, keep that in mind. Louie Louie's Authentic Detroit Style Pizza. It's a great place to go to watch games or listen to music, anything like that. So anyway, let's get back to the show. A lot of stuff going on this week. My regular news portion of the show, I'm going to talk about some of the things I've been doing that I find interesting. I think they're a lot of fun. Beginning with, I didn't talk about this last week, but the Actors Theater's Humana Festival of New American Plays is going on. I went the other night to this performance of a play called The Glory of the World, and it is unlike anything you've ever seen on the stage at Actors. The main part of the show, it features 17 young men who are very fit and very talented actors. And the play is really about ideas. It connects locally because it's about some of the ideas of Thomas Merton, and these men are all discussing the merits of Thomas Merton, but they end up doing a lot of crazy things, you know. And I will just tell you, you know, without giving away the plot, there's not really a plot, but these guys, there is one very long kiss between guys. There's dancing. They have a bodybuilding competition, sort of. There's a big fight.
fight. Guy ends up running around on the stage naked. It's just really, really entertaining. And it's getting great reviews. I saw some on the internet. And you can also go out to LouisvilleKY.com. There you can find something about the play there and see some pictures from the play from my my good friend Bill Breimer, who is contacted me. He's a great photographer and is doing some work for us. And so he's got some great photos there throughout the site on LouisvilleKY.com. So there is really something bigger going on in my life right now, because I just want to tell you, for the last 3 months, I have been fortunate enough to be able to rent my house out and live with my girlfriend, Paula, and it's been great. We've really, it's been a sort of an experiment on living together. It's been fun. Now, Paula and I joke about how much we're looking forward to the end of this thing, and that's next week. People who are renting my house are moving out April 1st. And I guess I get to go back and revisit all my stuff. But, you know, I'd like to just go ahead and make an appeal here to any of you out there. If you have anybody you need to put up for a day, a week, a weekend in April, get in touch with me. I've used Airbnb. It's sort of controversial. We talked about the news story about how the governments are trying to figure out how to tax Airbnb and all these people that are staying in Airbnb homes around the city. And I don't think there's a resolution to that yet. And, you know, don't tell them, please, that I'm an Airbnb host. But, you know, I would like to I really enjoyed the, you know, Paula's place is nice and enjoyed living there. And it would be nice to get another renter in there. I've got a couple of people coming in May, but the house available. Great place in J-Town. It's furnished. Cable, Wi-Fi, all that stuff. So very private. So that's my thing on Airbnb and life. But speaking of Paula, we're going this weekend. Very excited. I'll be talking about this next week. We're going to French Lick for the first time in my life and see that beautiful thing. I was looking for an escape, a getaway. You know, you need to get away every once in a while, especially after the winter. So I met Diane Duncan, who's the PR professional up there at French Lick, and she invited me up there to check it out. And, you know, probably write something about that and put something on the site. But it's a fantastic place, if you believe the pictures and the reputation. Some of my friends have been there. But I'm going to go up there for the weekend and see how that goes. I'm really pulling for the weather to come through. We want to play some golf, but the temperatures, I understand, on Saturday and Sunday are not going to be that great. So we'll see how that goes. Okay, now I want to tell you again, I've been going through this thing with Heiser Health. And Heiser Health is a great organization. I love the folks over there. Jeff Allison is a guy I deal with. And I went to I've been going to the exercise classes, but I also went to a nutrition class the other day. And you know, I come to the conclusion that, you know, even if you hear something you don't want to hear, it's great to get the knowledge. So that when I do sit down and have a big old pizza with cheese and all this stuff on it, you know, I know what I'm doing to myself, and I can get those things I love in moderation if I know that they're bad for me. The nutrition class lasts about an hour, and when you sign up for the program, the exercise program over there, and you get to meet Dr. Heiser, who is going to be on the show here in a week or two. He is a really one of the smartest guys around, really knows everything there is about taking care of your body. The nutrition class shows you some of the bad things that we eat, some of the things that happen to the foods that we digest, and it's very educational. I tell you, I'm not selling anything. I just like to know that as I'm trying to get myself in better shape and eat better and doing all that stuff. So anyway, that's another thing that is going on in my life. It's very busy. I wanted to tell you also some smaller stories. I was asked the other day, I can't wait to write this. I was asked by Bonnie Hackbarth, who works for Guthrie Mays and represents Verizon, to write a story about the changing media habits or the way that media has changed in terms of, I can't wait to start talking about a thing called a telecopier. And if you're like younger than me, you don't know what that is. But the IBM Selectric typewriter that I used to use, and really more importantly, how being a reporter, the job of a reporter has changed. I remember the good old days. In the late 90s, I was a reporter at Business First. And my only responsibility there as a full-time reporter was to produce three stories a week. That's it. There was no social media posting. There's no extra things that you had to do. You didn't have to post on the web. You just turned in your three stories a week and got out of there. It was a lot of fun. It was... It's changed a lot. Well, let's just say that. And as we know, because we look at what's happened at the Courier, there's some more people have left the Courier recently. The newspaper is different. It's a lot different. And it's not as big a part of most people's lives as it used to be. I know a handful of people who still get the paper, actual physical paper at their house, but they're mostly older than me, I would say. And most people that want to keep up with the news, check it out online. I go through the Courier and Insider Louisville and some of the TV stations and find out what's news. And, of course, LouisvilleKY.com, my site, has a lot of news and events posted on it. And that's the way you keep up with the way things are going on these days. So that's going to be a fun story to write. I also want to mention a more serious topic. Because I'm jumping around here, I know that's going on. But I wrote a story for Insider Louisville this week about suicide prevention, and it is a very serious issue. I love doing these health stories because I really learn a lot as I'm doing them, and the suicide numbers are. They're scary. They're boosted by bullying. A guy named Steve Ulrich helped me with the story. He is does classes for counselors, and he's trying to get to make sure that more people are trained to recognize the signs of suicide, the signs of people who are at their end and contemplating doing it. But some of the interesting stuff I found out was according to Metro Louisville statistics, the most common age for suicide is like 55, about my age, and the parts of town where it happens the most is, believe it or not, these three zip codes in Pleasure Ridge Park, in Fern Creek, and in Butchel, which was surprising to me. When I talked to Steve, it was a lot about how prevalent it is in schools, how young people, it's like the number two cause of death for young people, and it's a serious situation, and I'm glad to see that there is a great effort. There's the One Love Louisville program that is going on, and there's some great strides being made in terms of trying to reduce the numbers of suicides. I think the number was like there's close to 100 a year in Louisville, and so it's pretty eye-opening, I tell you. Also, I also posted a story on LouisvilleKY.com about a new report on Alzheimer's disease. If you know anybody that has that, and it's Alzheimer's. I want to make that clear. Most people I talk to mispronounce it, but Alzheimer's is very serious, and the numbers have been on the increase of people affected by Alzheimer's. So it's it's sad. I think that some of the people here in this city that are the Alzheimer's Association here is very active, but the number, incredibly, the headline is the Alzheimer's deaths are up 70%, more than 70% in Kentucky and Indiana. Can you believe that? I hope you're not affected, but by your parents or uncles or people that you're related to may be affected by the disease. And the interesting thing about the report was that doctors, by a larger number than you would expect, don't tell the patient who has it that they've got Alzheimer's. And I don't know. I think that part of the report was to convince doctors to tell their patients who have it what the diagnosis is. I think there was a fear, according to the report, there's a fear among doctors that it will cause depression. And the studies have shown that it doesn't. So anyway, that's the last thing I want to talk about is very quickly, the Kentucky General Assembly closed, and they finally passed a heroin bill. That was the big news out of out of Frankfort this week. And also a story that I had on Louisville KY, the you remember that bill about the transgender bathrooms and all that? Well, that didn't go through. That was good news for Chris Hartman and the folks at the director of the Fairness Campaign. They put out a release on that, and that was something. So anyway, sort of a wrap up. Again, as you expected, the Kentucky General Assembly, they did not pass any sort of legislation about smoking. And there's a lot of other things they didn't do. Mayor Fisher's number one priority, the LOST initiative, to be able to have special taxes, did not pass again. So when you talk to your legislator, you might ask them what happened or why they don't ever get anything done up there in Frankfort. All right. So that's a little bit of the news that I've been paying attention to. I want to turn my attention now to Winston Bennett, who, you know, I haven't talked much about basketball because I was saving it up. Winston is an avid follower of basketball. If you saw him, any of WLKY's coverage of the Kentucky and Louisville games last weekend, you might have seen him. He is very well-spoken and very enthusiastic about the game and is still involved in it. I tell you, one of the interesting things I found out since he moved back to Louisville, you know, He's got one daughter that's going to be a scholarship volleyball player at U of L next year. You'll hear about that in the interview. And you know, I was just happy to be able to talk to Winston about basketball here in the middle of the tournament. Of course, he thinks Kentucky is sort of the it's going to be tough to derail the Wildcats as they play. They play Thursday night. Against West Virginia. They got West Virginia Thursday night. Louisville, surprisingly, had played a great couple of games to get to where they are. They're in the Sweet 16. And they got North Carolina State. So that's a good opportunity for them to move on. Rick Pitino's done, has done a fantastic job with this Cardinal team. And, you know, I pulled a thing. Pitino had a quote. Unfortunately, this year, as long as Louisville's in the tournament, you're going to hear about Chris Jones, who's dismissed from the team about 8, 9, 10 games ago. And the debate is whether the Cardinals are better off with or without him. Pitino was... He's at the age, I guess, where you speak your mind and you say what you want. He asked people to quit showing their ignorance by saying that the Cardinals were better off without Jones, who was a major contributor to the team. And, you know, it's a different team without him. But fortunately, they put together two good wins in the NCAA tournament, and they're moving on. So Winston Bennett moved back to town in the last year and is working in the insurance business. And I was looking forward to the chance to catch up with Winston. So here's our interview. All right, the Rusty Satellite Show today is at the offices of Van Zandt, Emmerich, and Carey with Winston Bennett. Winston, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Now, I was just met you a few weeks ago at a networking event, and then I saw you on WLKY just doing a very impressive job of analyzing the tournament for WLKY. So let's talk about that first.
Okay.
You obviously are Kentucky. You were an assistant coach on the national championship team in 96. And I guess there's no other question to ask is what's going to stop Kentucky?
Themselves. That's the only thing that can stop them. Hopefully that doesn't stop them. But as you could see, you know, whatever game we're on now, whether it's 36 or 35, I can't remember. I can't keep it straight. Yeah. But all we know is they just keep on winning. And I always say about the opponent, they're like Baskin-Robbins 31 flavors. They try another flavor with another game, and none of it tends to work.
Right.
So we got a great team and a great coach, and hopefully they keep the winning ways going.
Okay. Okay. Now, you're in a different business now, but you keep up with basketball, I assume. It's still – I guess a part of your life, right?
Oh, it's a huge part of my life, absolutely.
You follow our local team here, the Cardinals?
I do. I'm a big Cardinals fan. My former boss, Rick Pitino, who's the head coach at Louisville, you know, I was a Cardinal fan before he got there and definitely one now that he is there.
Yeah. So how do you think – what's their prospects this coming weekend?
Well, I think their bracket is set up for them to go to the Final Four. NC State is a team that they've played before. NC State beat them. But I think that Coach Pitino is one of the best at coming back and preparing, particularly given some time to prepare. He's one of the best in the business, and I think they will beat NC State.
Yeah, didn't you think, like, you know, going into that Northern Iowa game, it looked like, you know, all the experts were saying that this was the team. Northern Iowa's, you know, the mid-major that's going to win and go on. But it looked like to me that Pitino had his team ready for everything they threw up at him.
Yeah, he absolutely did. And I'm like you. They said so much and had built Northern Iowa up so high. And I think that became bulletin board material for the Louisville Cardinals, Montrezl Harrell, Terry Rozier, and all those guys. Wayne Blackshear, who's been kind of up and down all year, all of a sudden he comes out and bursts out, and Quentin Snyder has a great game, and you're going to need all those guys in order to be successful.
Okay. So we'll get off the basketball, but tell me who your Final Four is.
My Final Four, of course, is Kentucky on one side of the bracket, UNC, North Carolina, playing Kentucky in the Final Four on that side, and then I've got Michigan State and Gonzaga on the other side of the bracket.
Okay. So you think Michigan State's too tough for the Cardinals to get
back? I just got a lot of respect for Coach Izzo and for what he's done at Michigan State. He plays a hard-nosed style of basketball, and his players buy into a system.
Yeah, yeah. They're very impressive. So be interesting week of weekend of basketball, and I know you did the work for WLKY over the weekend, but I want to talk to you a little bit about your story. You know, basically the most recent thing, your journey here to Louisville and why you came to Louisville and what this new career is all about for you.
Well, certainly I want to start at the end, and that's where I am now, with Van Zandt, Emmerich & Carey, where, you know, we insure lives, insure businesses, and help people protect their most trusted assets. How did I get here? Well, of course, as you've already stated, you know, I was in coaching before I got here. I was at a small NAIA school in Western Kentucky called Mid-Continent University. The school closed as of a year or so ago, and that allowed me to start looking at some other ventures and ended up here in the insurance business.
Okay. Okay. And I know this is your hometown. You were Mr. Basketball here at Mayo and all that. Did that pull you back to Louisville, or
it was primarily this business. Okay. I was at a Louisville game when they played Connecticut and actually blew Connecticut out by 30, I think.
I
couldn't have prognosticated that Connecticut would go on and win the championship last year after that trouncing by the Cardinals. But while being there, I ended up meeting the CEO and president of Van Zandt, Mike Arnold, who is the head here, and we had many, many conversations after that, and that sold me that this was the place for me to be.
Okay. Is the work? I mean, it seems like so different from even coaching basketball or being involved in sports in any way. Has it been an adjustment, or are there things that are alike?
Well, I think on both ends. It's definitely been an adjustment because I spent 40-plus years in basketball, either playing the game or coaching the game. But on the same token, it's still coaching. It's just coaching another game. It's the game of insurance and coaching people about the importance of protecting their assets, be it their home, their car, or their business, the most important things that they have in their life other than their family.
Okay. And how long have you been here?
Coming up on a year in May.
Coming up on a year, and so you're settled in. You got a nice suit on. You're. I guess it's going well for you.
It is going well, and the reason it's going well is because I'm on a great team, and I've been blessed to always have been a part of great teams, whether it's at Kentucky, my NBA days with Cleveland and Miami, led by a great coach again, Mike Arnold, who's the CEO and president here at Van Zandt.
Yeah, well, let's talk a little bit about your basketball career, because you must think of it every time. You know, they had the state high school basketball tournament this weekend, and that was a big part of your life. And then you know, thinking back to, I remember that it was a big deal that you from Louisville went to Kentucky, because that wasn't a lot of the great Louisville players in those days seemed to not go to Kentucky, right?
Well, that was that old black cloud of prejudice that they used to talk about for most minorities here in Louisville, that you shouldn't send your son to Kentucky. But my parents were different. They were always people that said, you go check it out for yourself. You make your own decision. That way, if the decision turns out not to be a happy one, it will be your decision and your decision alone. So I went down, checked it out, and I loved it. I loved everything about it. I loved the people, certainly loved the facilities, loved the education potentially that I could get. It just worked out best for me.
Okay. And you did have a great career there. I know you had an injury that you lost a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
But by the time you were a senior, that team, I remember because I was there and working in Lexington at that time was just a fun team to watch. I guess Rex Chapman was a teammate of yours, and there was some NBA talent back then, right?
Well, my freshman year, you had Sam Bowie and Melvin Turpin. Sam was always regarded as the one, or noted for the one, that went before Michael Jordan in the NBA
right.
draft. But people never saw the greatness of Sam Bowie because of his femur and the injuries that he had to his leg. 7'1" guy that could pass the ball like magic, could shoot the ball mid-range. You know, a big man at 7'1" shooting the ball that far out at that time was a little bit unheard of, but he could do that. And it was unfortunate that he had the injuries that he had and could never really showcase his greatness.
Right, right. And you got any stories? Because, you know, certainly a lot of people remember Rex and what a great player he was. Is he have memories of him?
Well, Rex was a phenom. You know, we used to call him King Rex, just like, you know, they call LeBron the king. Well, Rex was our king because there was no one that could stop Rex one-on-one. He was a great shooter. He could put the ball on the floor. He could throw the assist. And here's the other thing. You know, they used to say white men can't jump. That's a lie. Rex proved that wrong. He could jump over you if need be.
Yeah, that was really fun. I happened to be on press row during his career and yours, and it was a fun team to watch back in those days.
It was a great time.
And then, but you went on to the NBA. Let's talk about the NBA a little bit. I guess you still keep up with the NBA. It seems like it's so different now than it was, say, in the late 80s, early 90s.
Well, I mean, it just depends on when you came up and when you followed it. Certainly for me and you, I don't know about you, but, of course, I played during the time of Magic Johnson and Larry Bird and had to guard, you know, Jordan. I mean, those were fun times. Those were times that will live on, and I will take those to my grave. So it just depends on when you came up. The young people today, you know, they're going to say LeBron and Kobe and all those guys are the greatest things since sliced bread because that's the era they came up in.
Right, right. And yeah, to you and I, like Larry Bird, there are new players and new things. But the NBA, I guess, is different. But, you know, it's still fun to follow.
I love it. I love it. You know, if you love the game, and I know there's people that, you know, have much more passion about March Madness and college basketball and would never even watch an NBA game because it's too long. They don't play defense. They say it, this, that, and the other. But I'm not one of those people. I just love the game.
Okay. Well, as we head toward the end here, talk about your life in Louisville. You know, I know you were in Western Kentucky with Mid-Continent University Other than the job, how's the move to Louisville been for you?
Oh, the move's been great. I mean, this is home. It will always be home. And in my many different travels that I've had, there's no place like home. So it's good to be here. My family's happy to be here. I've got I got three daughters, but one of my daughters, Jasmine, committed to the University of Louisville, so she'll be coming here in June and playing volleyball for Coach Ann Cortis at the University of Louisville. And then I got a younger daughter, Stephanie, who goes to Ballard and is in competitive cheer at gym time. And then my oldest daughter, which is Princess Victoria Bennett, works over at Anthem. And then I got an older son who's in the mortgage business and doing very well. So we're very happy.
Okay. So none of those girls, you couldn't get them to play basketball?
Didn't even try. Didn't even try. I want them to work their passion, whatever that passion is.
Yeah. Well, if she's made the volleyball a volleyball scholarship at U of L, obviously done well, and she must be pretty good. Right?
She's she's got a lot of work ahead of her because she's going from high school to college, which is a big difference. And I think she's going to have exponential growth because she's going to be playing with players better than her and on her same level. So she will grow tremendously by being a part of the college system.
Okay. And I guess we can expect to see you in the stands at U of L volleyball.
Oh, yeah. I'll be there.
All right. All right, Winston. I'm just going to wrap it up for the Rusty Satellite Show. Appreciate you taking the time and talking to me today.
Thank you for asking me. Thank you.
And that will do it. Thank you very much to Winston Bennett for spending time. Their office is out in J-Town in the Industrial Park. If you happen to be catching this show early Thursday, the J-Town Chamber has a big business expo this week on Thursday, and a lot of stuff going on in town as you're figuring out where you're going to watch the Cats Thursday night and the Cards Friday night, and hopefully there will be games to watch over the weekend. Winston Bennett was great. I loved my conversation with Tom Mabe. Check out his YouTube channel or just go to tommabe.com and you can see what's going on with Tom. As always, I'd like to thank my sponsors, Passport Healthlands and Louie Louie's Authentic Detroit Style Pizza, and my friends at Heiser Health. Remind you to catch up with everything that's going on in the city at LouisvilleKY.com and also with RustySatelliteShow.com. A lot of new things coming up there. I advise you just to make it a stop on your tour of the internet every day and see what's going on at my site. So until the next time, this is Rick Redding signing off for the Rusty Satellite Show.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, at Ricky Redding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to louisvilleky.com, the pulse of the city.
Time.